Now tell me a bit about where things are at as far as the onion industry is concerned for the export development strategy.
It's a very exciting time for the onion industry. There is currently an export strategy for onions covered in the vegetable industry export strategy written by McKinna. And that's really the foundation for us to continue conversations with the onion industry on how we might progress with some levy-based projects and focus on where the onion industry can start to deliver on export outcomes for onion growers.
It's an exciting time for Australia in general to start be looking at export opportunities. As far as the onion industry is concerned, are there some key opportunities that have already been identified, or is that the purpose of the strategy?
I think that's the purpose of the strategy. So we have some really good intelligence based on data and market reports and insights coming from supply chain in the market, as well as grower exporters here in Australia. And now we need to put that together and work with the onion industry to deliberate on what would be the most successful strategy moving forward and where can we make really targeted investments to drive the export growth the industry is seeking.
How important is the industry to the export possibilities for Australia?
So growth in horticultural exports overall is continuing to increase, which is very exciting. Recent data from ABES shows that the horticulture industry is on a great trajectory in terms of overall export growth. And onions obviously play a terrific role in that. And there's an opportunity to further grow the export opportunities for this specific industry.
Wonderful. How does the process work now as far as the export development strategy goes? I understand mm-hmm. there's some SIAP involvement there
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. So at the last Onion SIAP, Hort Innovation received advice that they would like a reference group to be formed, people with expertise in exporting, and we can consult with them to start working through some of the details of potential projects, and then that information can be brought back to the SIAP so they can again provide advice to Hort Innovation on which projects they think would be worthy of investment for the future.